You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I am here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. There are days when we just have to create, express, use the tools that help us connect, to feel, to become realigned, reset with this deeper knowing that we feel inside, this deeper awareness. It's so easy to get distracted from our core, from the being that we know that we are, from this connection that we feel deep within. So, Spirit, God, Consciousness is asking you to become more mindful or aware or just cognizant of those moments where you feel really, really far and distanced from your true self, compared to in those moments when you feel deeply connected, you feel enlivened, you feel like you're on top of the world, you feel aligned, you feel in flow. And again, vice versa, the opposite or the comparative of that would be not in flow, feeling stuck, stagnant, in disarray, disorganized, overwhelmed. So one really isn't so much better than the other. One feels better, but sometimes when we experience the feeling of stuckness or the disorganization or the uncomfortable feeling, that helps us to recognize what we do indeed want to feel. If we didn't have that comparison, we might not know or we might not be aware of how imperative it is to experience the other side of that, the flip side of the same coin. So it's like with the light, with the dark, the up with the down, the feeling good with the not feeling so good. So when you have that comparison, you realize, okay, this is how I want to feel. This other experience is bringing me down. It doesn't make sense. I don't know why I'm here. So in those moments, your soul is actually talking very, very closely with you. Actually, your soul is talking to you at all times. It's the intuition. It's the knowing. It's the knowing but not knowing how I know. It's just the knowing. It really is. That's what it comes down to. So when you become aware of these two different sides of the same coin, you can begin to flow with life a little bit better, because it's not like you're trying to get rid of the side or the experiences that are sometimes just inevitable. So for example, there is grief that we must experience, which is a very, very hard emotion. But this is part of life. This is part of what we as humans must experience. So with that, we can't really get rid of it, because we are compassionate beings. We are loving beings. We are here to share a love and relate. And so with that compassion comes the feeling of grief, of sadness, of feeling compassion for other people. So instead of trying to suppress that or get rid of it, or I can't acknowledge it, or this can't be real, It's this allowing of this experience. It's this awareness. It's this acknowledgement. It's this witnessing. Okay, I'm sad, I'm unhappy. And the more that you allow for this awareness to surface, it's like you are being a witness to your own inner child, to your own little self, to your human self, because your soul goes beyond this physical body. Your soul is housed within, it is housed without, it is housed surrounding the body, and when the body goes, the soul is still soaring, it is free, it is everything that we are. So here as a human, we allow ourselves to experience, to become aware of both sides of the same coin. And the more that you simply become aware of the difference, the more that you recognize, okay, I can handle this. This too shall pass. I know what I'm doing. Okay, here's that feeling again. Okay, here's that emotion. And so we begin to find tools. So for example, yoga has been a tool for me, meditation, sitting in the power, connecting my oracle cards, talking to someone, writing, journaling, walking, listening to Native American flute music. So all of those things personally help me when I'm experiencing uncomfortable feelings. Again, it's not that I'm trying to get rid of those feelings necessarily, but I'm almost trying to find a way that helps me become comfortable with them, like befriending them. Again, that acknowledgement, that awareness, that, hey, I'm listening, what can I do for you? Rather than denying them. So the more that you embrace all sides of this experience, the more that you will feel this inner peace, really is what it comes down to. Now, I'm not saying this as if I have everything perfect and that my life is totally peaceful, because that's the quite opposite of what I'm saying and explaining. But I think it's important to address that, because oftentimes we think that other people's lives may appear, or we think, or we assume that others' lives are easier than our lives. And maybe on the surface it seems that way, but the commonality that we all have as a human is this compassion, this love, this grief, this guilt that comes up occasionally, this shame that, you know, shows itself unannounced, this frustration, this barely making it, this they don't understand me, they don't know what I'm going through, this aloneness. So these are all common experiences and circumstances for us, so we don't have to feel that we're alone or someone is better than or less than, or they can't compare, they won't understand. Now, that isn't to say that your experience isn't your experience. No one will know what you have personally felt and experienced with your circumstances, because those are your feelings to experience. Those are your understandings. That's your wisdom that you will take with you, that you can utilize, that you can apply to your life. So rather than allowing for it to consume you in a negative way, it can light you up from the inside out. You can use that wisdom. So I guess this is all about just allowing for both sides of this experience. And there's probably multiple sides. There is, you know, life is multifaceted. Life is like a diamond. It is like a castle. There are multiple floors and there are secret hidden doors. And so there's so much exploration. But rather than being cruel to ourselves or being hard on ourselves, Spirit, God, Consciousness is inviting you to have this love and this compassion and this kindness for yourself just as much as someone else that you love. By embracing this whole experience, you are allowing yourself to flow more easily rather than restricting it, rather than shunning it, rather than escaping from it. You are allowing yourself to be open to the possibilities. It's like unlocking the door to something unknown. And as you enter, you might be afraid at first. It might, you know, you might not know where the light switch is. You might not know what you're facing. So it can appear scary at first, entering this unknown of, well, what if I take this path? What if I decide to do this? What will that decision do? And it's the steps, it's having the faith, it's recognizing that the unknown at first will feel a little scary. But the more that you trust in this higher power, or your angels, or your guides, or your loved ones, or yourself, or your family, the more that you will free yourself from any harsh restraints that you've put on yourself. And you will give yourself a little bit more grace. You will walk the path that you are meant to walk. You will embrace. You will reveal. You will create. You will express. You will be and are being the best version of yourself. Allowing, accepting. And that doesn't mean you can't make changes. Of course, we are. We are changing. We are constantly changing. It's new chapters. It's a whole new book. It's a whole new shelf. It's a whole new section of the library. It's a whole new genre. It's a whole new way of reading a whole new language. Perhaps it's just a new sentence. Sometimes there are huge, huge changes, and sometimes they're teeny tiny. But we all have this love, we all have this support available to us. So use the tools that resonate with you. If you're unsure, you can ask, be guided, your intuition, trust in yourself. Move forward, follow your dreams, follow your callings, embrace the aspects, and know that you are indeed being watched over. You're being guided. You are being shown the way, trusting in what you do, and that it'll all unfold, and you can use those experiences to better your life, to better others' lives, to be expressive. And there you have it. I hope this was helpful. Reach out to me. I am one of those resources. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.